In general, baits are slow-acting because they count on something called the transfer effect. If you recall our discussion of how ant colonies feed, with extensive food sharing between workers, brood, and the queen, you can see that with the right formulation, you could do better than just kill the ant that contacted your treatment. Baits ingested by workers have the capability of killing their nestmates during the process of food exchange. In addition to being slow to kill a single ant, baits are also slow-moving throughout the colony. In order for toxicant to reach the queen, bait has to be consumed by a forager, pass through 2 to 4 additional workers, through queen tenders, and finally to the queen. Once the queen is affected, she will be killed or produce non-viable offspring until, hopefully, the colony fails. This process can take a very long time, so be patient. Reliance on baits against polygynous colonies can be shakier. Due to the presence of multiple queens, you have to make sure that all of them have been eliminated, or the colony will continue to produce offspring and cause problems.